Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, and whole, spirit, soul, and body. We've been talking about the results of getting healed. And just as a reminder, if you want more information about this topic or any others that we talk about, check out our blog site at wecanprepare.org. And one of the resources we have available there are the series of books that we're taking a lot of this information from. Obviously, we're building a lot on it, and we can make it a lot more individualized and addressed to current situations. But we all learn in a variety of different ways, and very often it's reading in conjunction with listening that we get the most out of any teaching or anything in particular. It increases our learning and our application of what we've learned, the greater the variety of ways we learn something, which is also a reason to be taking what we're talking about to God, to apply it to your lives, not just to learn a teaching, but that it would have an effect in your life. The goal of getting healed is not to know about getting healed. It's to get healed. The goal of knowing God is not to know how to know God, but knowing God. The proof that we have heard from God, that we've experienced Him, that we've heard His teaching, is that we come to Him. That's Jesus' call to us, that we come to Him, that we open the door, that we respond and act on what we've believed. So it's not just the belief. You can believe that He's the Son of God and it not change your life. It's, do you know Him personally? We've been talking about getting healed and a lot about resting in our labors. But getting healed also results in quietness. This has nothing to do even with our outward activity, even though, especially when we're first learning how to be quiet, how to live a quiet lifestyle, that very, very often we will have to make sometimes dramatic changes in our lifestyle in order to cultivate that quietness within and without. But quietness in and of itself is not lack of activity or, you know, being quiet. It's more of a reflection of contentment and satisfaction and of receiving our life and all of our needs being met in and through God. Quietness is enjoying being ourselves in our relationship with God. It's being our identity. It's you are a spirit being. So quietness is being a spirit being. It's living who and what you are. In other words, in quietness, you're not trying to be something you're not. You're accepting your identity and embracing it and letting your needs be met by God. As we are healed, we not only seek out a quiet environment, you know, like having a vacation, except extending that vacation to our entire lives. But we also internally become quiet, having our thoughts, our decisions, our actions, and our emotions quieted, calmed down by our spirit. Our words become fewer and less necessary. Our activities, even our relationships, become simpler as every part of us becomes more available to the Lord. This quietness is a strength that the Lord can use to still the storm in others or for us merely to enjoy with Him. We don't expect quietness to keep us out of chaos. But it's more likely that because we are quiet, we will be sent into chaotic situations. Just as, where do you need the peacemaker? It's where there's war, where there's strife. Where does God send joy and those who have it and inhabit it into circumstances and situations of hatred and depression and anger? We don't need to worry about doing these things when we rest in our identity as being these things. You are a joyful person. You are a restful person. You are a peaceful person. You are a strong person. It's not because of what you do or even what you believe, but because your new identity, those are characteristics that you have. And God may choose, in order to bring that quality to a situation, to send you into a situation that is exactly the opposite of what you want or what your character is. So don't be surprised when, as we are focusing on being quiet, that He sends us into chaos. Getting healed also results in bringing healing to others. Part of the process of receiving healing is learning how to join God in extending it to others. To know Him intimately is to be secure, to be peaceful, to be strong, confident, patient, and courageous. Not just to have security, not just to have peace and strength, but to be those things. God uses us to be a sustaining word to those that are weary, teaching by example how to go to the Father. If we have not been healed, if we don't have the confidence in who God is based on personal experience, we really have no business going to anybody else and praying for them to be healed. We need to be the first partakers. Have you experienced that quietness, that healing, that joy? Now, very often it's we get a taste of it by ministering to others. But that should just be a taste. That should make us hungry and thirsty for more of Him. So we want to remember, it's not about, God doesn't need you to minister to anyone. He's not asking you to be productive on His behalf. His focus in your life is you. So when you're having these desires and experiences, take them to God. Take them to Him and ask, Lord, is this something for me? What do you want to talk to me about? Now, in a lot of ways, this can be considered to be the exact opposite of what we've been taught, that we need to be, you know, dying to ourselves. But depending on God is dying to yourself. Taking these questions and these needs we have, taking them directly to God is dying to your own, trying to get your own needs met. It is dying to self, overcoming your flesh. Now, this has something to do with what experiences and the timing God has for each of us. But if we don't know what we are to do in regards to knowing God, we can be running around trying to meet our needs on our own terms our entire lives. And we don't want to get caught doing that. We don't want to get caught on our own treadmill. We want to stop and go, where is this taking me? Is this treadmill leading anywhere? And that's one of the problems we have in dealing with so many Christian organizations and religious activities, is that all they do is keep us busy. We are called upon only to reflect, are we doing enough? Are we giving enough? We often go to a church gathering or fellowship to be exposed to someone who's going to raise questions in our lives, rather than share the experiences we've had that week. Wouldn't that be a great challenge to all of Christians? Instead of going to church to fellowship or to be ministered to, bring something. Bring an experience. What have you experienced? What have you seen? What has changed for you that week, that you can inspire and encourage others in? not for teaching purposes. You don't, our goal is not to teach, it's to be. For so many people, they're hiding behind their gift or their calling, their perceived gift and calling. That as long as I'm involved in the church, it doesn't matter that I'm miserable at home. As long as I'm contributing and people think that I'm happy and have a strong marriage and have no problems and that my health is great and my finances are great, as long as that people believe that, that's what's important, because I don't want to do anything to embarrass God. God isn't going to let us live like that. That's fraud. We're being hypocrites. We're not living according to our true identity. God does not want us to settle for anything less than the very best that He has for us. So we need to be the first partakers of everything, every desire, every interest we might have. If you're interested, for instance, in healing others, you must experience healing for yourself. If you're interested in ministering compassion or wisdom or encouragement, you must first receive it from God. Otherwise, you're ministering out of that which is in your soul. And all you're doing is sharing your flesh with others. So be the first partaker. But then realize that God is going to share it through you. Not because that's why He did it, but because now you are a giver. Your new nature is to give out. We are first receivers, unconditionally receiving what God gives unconditionally. And when He did that, when He gave to you unconditional love, He made you an unconditional lover. So we have a call we'll take at area code 862. Welcome to Prepare. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
I'm Sarah in Virginia.
Hi.
And I'm just listening to the show.
Uh-huh. Do you have any questions or?
No, I don't. Just listening.
Okay, so you're listening through the phone rather than the computer.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I will just sort of mute you then and go on with the program, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So when we're talking about the firsthand experience of knowing God, you're going to have a unique experience from anyone else. You're not going to be able to gauge what God is doing in your life, how you're doing, based on your own expectations or what others might be going through. So though we, you know, certainly want to learn from what others are going through, and we want to, you know, avoid mistakes, you know, there's a lot of things we go through because we don't learn from what others are going through. And again, we've so much, you know, definitely in Christian circles, in religious circles, everybody's so busy doing stuff. We never step back and say, okay, now, is this working for that person? You know, we hear of these huge mega churches, and then all of a sudden we find out they're going through a divorce or caught in infidelity or have been caught pilfering funds. Now, I'm not talking about an accusation. There's always going to be accusation. That's not what we're talking about, but admitted, where there's been a facade created. And we don't want to be relying on people. We want to be relying on God. And so we have a tendency to reject God because of our own misbeliefs. We have misbeliefs about getting healed, that this is what it looks like, this is how you do it. And God is trying to break us of that. One example is so many people go forward for healing, for prayer from the elders where they anoint you with oil. Well, when we look at, if we're going to use those examples from the scriptures, when we look at that, really all that was meant to do was provide a point of contact. We need something to get us out of our own comfort zone. There's so many examples, differing examples, of the way Jesus healed, of the way Peter healed, the way Paul healed. He sent a handkerchief. So when Peter's shadow fell on people, they were healed. Jesus sent a word and people were healed. The pattern that they created for us is that there's no pattern. And when we try to come up with a formula, that's when we're trying to do things out of our own strength. And then we say, well, God's got to honor it, because we're doing it according to what he said to do. But if you're not hearing from him, you're not doing it according to what he said to do, because your situation is going to be unique. Just as bringing that healing to others is going to be unique. How you minister to others is going to be personal, not personal ministry, but what God says to do. It will be an overflow of what you are receiving. So whatever that desire you have toward God, that's his training ground for you. And you can pursue that personally, one-on-one, knowing that that's where we have the confidence, knowing that he himself is in charge of our training. And he's in charge of your neighbor's training. And he's in charge of your relative's training. And he's in charge of everyone that you know, their training, and everyone who's ever lived. He's in charge. And if he wants them to be healed, they'll be healed. He may or may not use you. That's really not your business. Your business is what God is making your business. If he's talking to you about learning about a skill, a soulical skill, a supernatural ability, or developing your supernatural senses, that's what your business is for that moment. Now, that moment may only last 5 minutes, and you may go on to the next thing. Or it may last 50 years. this is where we experience quietness and satisfaction and comfort and being, having that freedom to be exactly who God created us to be. So we've got another caller, area code 650.
Hello, sister. How are you, Miss Diane?
I'm doing well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mega Dude.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm up here on the higher level, just waiting for you to catch up.
Well, I'm probably going to have to get into a longer conversation with you about that than here. So do you have a question specifically related to getting healed?
Yes, absolutely.
What's your question?
Whoa, what was that? Was that my stomach growling?
I don't know, but thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
So we are going to get back to our topic, and when we talk about getting healed, we're not talking about solving our problems. We're not talking about merely getting rid of our pain. We're talking about agreeing with God that He wants us whole. So many times we want just to get out of the pain. We want just to fix the problem we're in. And that's a normal, expected situation and response we're in. So let's do that. Let's go ahead and get out of the pain. Depend on God and do what He says and get out of the pain. But then don't just let it go at that. How did I get into the pain? How did I get into that situation? Is there anything else I can do to prevent it happening again? And this is that part about taking personal responsibility. Taking that full knowledge that in agreement with God, you already know what you need to do. And follow through with that and ask God, God, what do I need to do? Now, there's times when it's just, you just need to be healed, and He'll heal you and you'll go on to the next thing. So we don't make a federal case out of everything, but He's the one who tells us that. You don't get to decide what needs to be healed and what doesn't need to be healed and when and how. He does. Now, remember, you're in working in conjunction with Him. You already know the end results of getting healed that He has for you. You already know the desires that He is fulfilling in your life because you've already had those fulfilled as a spirit being. So as we first partake of healing, we want more. Once we've experienced it, because of our giving nature, we will want more. And we will want to bring that healing to others as well. As we do that, we become more that quietness. We become more true to who we truly are because we are resting in Him, receiving His life, and His life is flowing through us. So we'll be meeting again Thursday at 7:30, and then on Saturday at 9, we'll be picking it up here next Tuesday at 7:30. Any questions, contact me at Diane@wecanprepare.org. Until then, have a great day and let God meet your needs. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.